Hi, Donald. This is Sarah from Deluxe Home Care.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's great. So I'm the coordinator for your case, so I just wanted to introduce myself. If you ever have any questions, just give me a call about clock in or anything. This is my direct line.
Okay.
And I also had a few other questions for you. Was that, do you have any questions also?
No, just one moment here, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. Go
Yeah,
ahead,
hi.
Sarah.
Thank you. So I was calling because I see also that looks like you've been clocking it at a pretty steady time at around 6:45.
Yeah.
So I needed to put a schedule into the system. So now that I see that you clock in about the time, I just want to make sure it's going to work with the authorized hours. So for February, since it's a little bit of a shorter month, you have 82.25 hours. So I'm going to put a schedule in that's going to use all those hours. So approximately what days do you think you're going to be clocking in?
I try to do it every day at that time. It kind of makes it like 3 hours since I was trying to divide the time. I did speak with the state and someone's gonna get back with me to increase his units. Yes. So I'm waiting for just that phone call, okay? Because they weren't aware of that. They changed them over, but they forgot to add the unit increase.
Oh, I hear.
I know, I didn't know that.
Okay, well, that's not a big deal. We could just call the state and then they could hopefully just add more units.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 minute. I see that
They
it's
said I
going
have to wait
available.
for someone to contact me back.
Okay, if they don't contact you within like a week or something, like since you called, then you can totally give them another call because that won't hurt.
Sure.
But let me,
Sure. Okay.
I'm just going to see exactly how many minutes we have.
Yeah, because he definitely needs all of his units to be increased. He's paralyzed on the left side, which is what I had been asking for previously from the other company, but they never did it.
Wow. Okay, so I see he's got, if we do every day of the week, all month, he's got 2 hours and 56 minutes that we can do. But since you already did 3 hours, I see 1 day was 3 hours and 15 minutes, it's gonna affect a little bit in the end of the month. So if you wanna like 1 day clock in for a little less time so that it will balance out, so that by the end of the month then you'll be able to still clock in. Otherwise I would have to tell you like let's say the 28th you'll only be able to clock in for like a half hour or something. But
I'll try to
so
adjust that.
I'm gonna put the schedule in. Let's see, we're gonna do Sunday through Saturday. And then what time you want to do, starting when?
We could just, I'll try to do it at 6:30 and then 6:30 to 8:30. Is that okay? Or 8:45?
6:30 to 8:45. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's great. Okay, I'll put that in.
Okay.
And then the last thing was that I also have a form that I need to be filled out for tax purposes, but if I can get your consent, then I could fill it out for him so
Okay.
that that's
Yeah,
all right
that's
with
fine.
you.
Yeah. Yes, you have this to say.
Okay, great. So I'll go ahead and do that. And then if you ever have any questions or if the schedule you see is not working out, just give me a call. I could change it up.
Okay. Will do.
Okay, great. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
Yeah.